个从印尼来的，有没有印尼来的？
No one from Indonesia?
没有吗？
Okay. From Malaysia?
马来西亚来的有没有？
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Oh yeah, Jennifer, okay.
So normally, when I grew up in my country, yeah, in school, even in college, normally we greet each other with Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, because the environment I studied with was
okay.所以从像从印尼或者马来西亚，我是从马来西亚的，马来西亚的，
帮
马来西亚。OK， 我们常常就是见面的时候会用这个一句所谓的有点像回教徒用的那种话来彼此招呼打招呼。
所以in Hebrew is shalom。
那希伯来语就是 shalom， 平安的意思 shalom。
in the Arabic is salam。
如果是亚阿拉伯话就 salon， salon。有点很像哈 ，shalom， salon，
yeah.
很像。
Okay, now I'm going to share with you today is work with God on the journey of faith.
说今天再一次我们在信仰路上与神同行，从这个话题信息。
So the scripture is from Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
经文是从出埃及记二章一到十节。
So read together.
我们一起念好吗？
So now a man of the tribe of Levi, Mary
of Levi, 一个利外女子为妻，那女人怀孕生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月，然后不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上十七个石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在搁那里。孩子姐姐还站着，也知道他究竟怎样。法老的女儿来河边洗澡，说童女就把她孩子母亲来。法老女儿对她说：“你把这孩子抱去，我奶她，我必给你工价。”妇人就抱了孩子去奶她，孩子渐长。妇人把她起名为
Moses, saying and drew him out of water. Wow, yeah.
All right.
It's okay. Yeah. Wow. That's different. Wow. Something standing in front of me. Yeah. No problem.God never gave up on mankind.
神从来没有放弃过人类。
Throughout the human history, God keep redeeming His mankind from sin.
所以从整个人的历史来看，神一直在想要把人从罪里面救赎出来。
Thank you for today's worship team because most of the psalms talking about the redemption.
感谢今天的赞美的诗歌，我们所唱的都是有关所谓救赎的。
Praise the Lord for He is a redeemer.
感谢神，因为他是一个救赎主。
No matter how many times you fail,
不管你失败了多少次
，God never give up on you.
神永远不放弃你。
But it doesn't mean that God is not a just God.
但这并表示神是一个没有公义的神。
He will punish.
他会处罚你的。
But always remember, God's punishment is always surrounded by His grace, loving kindness.
但我们知道神的处罚是永远是被所谓的神的恩典、神的慈爱所包围着。
His heart, His intention is to bless you, to give you peace, but not to harm you.
他的本意，神的本意是要祝福你，给你平安，不是要伤害你。
So since the creation of the world, God chose, create, and chose people out of all nation to accomplish His redemption, His redemptive plan.
所以神从这个所有的民族里面选择了这个以色列族来彰显出他的救赎的大恩。
So He chose Noah during the flood.And Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
所以他在洪水中拣选了挪亚，然后拣选了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
And in today's scripture is talking about the people of Israel. At that time, is a Hebrew people. They are enslaved in the land of Egypt.
所以我们今天的经文里面，出埃及记里面讲到一个背景，就是以色列人已经在埃及为奴400多年。
They are people, they are descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然后他们的祖先就是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各。
And God blessed this nation, God blessed the Hebrew people that they multiply in the land of Egypt.
所以神是如此的祝福这个希伯来民族，以至于他们在犹太埃及地生养众多。
But the Pharaoh of Egypt, just afraid of the population, this big population of Hebrew people.
但这个法老看到犹太人是这么能够生养众多的这么厉害，所以就心存畏惧了。
So they enslaved them as well as to kill the baby boys.
所以他是双管齐下，一个是尽量的虐待他们，让他们做苦工；另外一个就是要把他们的婴儿，特别就是为男婴，扼杀在摇篮之中。
So they cry out in the suffering.
所以这个希伯来人他们在痛苦中就向神呼喊。
So if you are a mom hearing your baby cries, what would you do?
如果你是这个人为母者，当你听到你的婴儿向你呼喊的时候，你是什么样一个反应呢？
What would you do?
你会做什么呢？
Because people said, for a baby, you just let him cry so that enlarge his lung so that he can breathe easily in the future.
有些人就说，小孩子婴儿哭就哭吧，哭的话他可以扩张他的肺活量，以后会更好。
You are evil mom.
你这个妈妈有点怪哦，怪妈妈。
No matter how, but by nature.When we're here, when a mom hear baby cry, compared to a father, normally moms will attend to his child.
所以一个身为母亲，就是因为她本性所使然，所以一个妈妈一听到孩子哭的声音，她会很本能就会去照顾这个婴儿，就是在做爸爸就不一定了。
So what will God do when he hear this Hebrew people crying out to him from to their passage? What did God do? What did God send? Who did God send to save His people?
所以当神听到这些希伯来人向他呼求的时候，在痛苦中呼求的时候，神做了什么呢？神派遣了哪一个人呢？
Who?
Who? 谁？神派遣谁？
Who did God send to save these people out of the land of Egypt?
神派遣谁把他们从埃及的为奴之地解救出来呢？是谁呢？摩西哈，摩西哈。
Moses.
Yeah, 摩西，摩西。
Moses.
摩西。
Hooray, Moses.
Yeah, hooray, Moses. Yeah.
Yeah. Moses is great.
摩西真的很伟大哈。
But today I want to focus not on Moses.
但今天我的焦聚点不是摩西哦。
I would like to focus on the four ladies.
而我今天要焦聚是四位妇女。
In this passage, you will see.Four ladies.
在我们刚念的里面，我们看到四个妇女。
Today is a 3/8 International Day for Women.
今天是国际的妇女节。
So in Chinese, in China, normally people say it's a 女神节。
哦，女神节。OK, 都是女神，都是女神。OK.
So these four ladies, very important ladies in the life of Moses.
所以摩西生命中有四位非常重要的女性。
The first two is a midwife.
前两个是所谓的收生婆，接生婆。
So you see the midwife here, it said here, when Pharaoh asked the midwife, you need to kill the baby, but the midwife feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, told them to do, and they let the boy live.
So 这两个收生婆，当埃及的法老跟他们说男孩子的话就要把他们杀死，但是这两个收生婆因为他们敬畏耶和华，所以他们没有听法老的话，而是把那个男孩的生命给他存留。
So one of this boy could be Moses.
所以这些被存留下来的男孩其中一个就是摩西。
God never despised on women in a very male dominant culture, especially Near Eastern culture.
所以神在所谓的这些所谓重男轻女的社会或者文化中，特别是这个中东的文化中，神并没有特轻视什么忽视
yes, yes.
妇人。
You will see God used the hands of the midwife to deliver the baby and to save the baby.
所以你看到神借着这个收生婆的手来救了许多婴儿的生命。
And also God also used both hands ofMoses' mom.
所以神也用了摩西的母亲的双手。
So here you said, when she could hide Moses no longer, you see, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated with tar and pitch. And you place a child in it and put it among the reeds along the bend of the Nile. He used his hand to save Moses. This is a mother's hand.
所以这一双母亲的慈爱的母亲的手亲手做了一个蒲草箱，然后抹上了石漆，然后把这个孩子放在里面，放在这个尼罗河里面。
I just want you to refer back to the word here, basket.
大家请注意，这里讲的是一个蒲草箱。
What that basket refers to?
这个箱子是什么？指的是什么呢？
Actually, in the Hebrew original word, is a tabar.
Okay. 希伯来文的原文叫做tabar.
And tabar actually is the ark, A-R-K.
Oh, okay. 其实这个tabar的原来意思就是所谓的ark，就是这个约柜的意思。
And actually, the Noah ark actually is the same. Hebrew or original Hebrew word at this one, basket.
Oh, the ark, okay, you mean the boat?
Yes.
Okay. 所谓的挪亚的方舟，那个原文的那个希伯来字跟这里蒲草箱的字是同样一个字。
So you will see that there is a parallel narrative in between these two events.
所以你看到这两个状况是可以互通的，有类似的地方。
Noah saved the people during the flood using the ark. Out of the water, out of the flood.
所以挪亚因为他建了一个方舟，然后因为这个方舟而救了一些生命，就在洪水中能够得以存活。And
in this one is a Moses being saved out of the water because of the basket.
那这里看到摩西也是因为在这个所谓的小箱子里，所谓的小方舟里面，能够在水里面能够存活。So
this is done through a mother's hand.
所以这是因他母亲亲手所造的。So
when you see later on, the Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bath, and at the same time, no, at the right time, at the right place, he walked along the river bend. He saw the basket, and then she opened it and saw the baby. She feels sorry for him. So this is one of the Hebrew babies, and he opened the basket and saw with compassion toward him.
所以当这法老女儿在河里要来河里洗澡时，看到这个小箱子，然后打开一看，看了一个所谓的希伯来人的小baby，然后看了以后，她就动了慈心，就收养这个小希伯来人的小baby。
So once again, at the right time, at the right place, somebody is taking bath by the river, and that is who? That is the Pharaoh's daughter.
所以在这个对的时间、对的点、对的人。
You will see the contrast. The hands of the Pharaoh is to kill the baby boys, but the hands of this Pharaoh's daughter is to save the baby.
So
God orchestrated the whole event in his redemptive plan. And he used ladies. So normally when we study the Bible, how Hebrew slave being saved from the slavery, we think about Moses, but behind Moses, this lady is so important.
所以我们常常想到就是拯救，从把以色列人从这个埃及地救出来，我们常常想的第一个人是摩西。 但是我们不知道，救摩西的是一些妇女。And
later on here, we see another lady that is a sister of Moses. What did she do?
我们看到另外一个妇女，这个是摩西的姐姐，她做了什么呢？
So she washed the baby, she washed the basket, and then she used the wisdom and the talking to what? To the Pharaoh's daughter. Taste this baby. And he said, she went and got a baby mother's. She go and get one of Hebrew. She just referred to the Pharaoh's daughter, said, how about I bring you a nursing mom? And then the Pharaoh's daughter said, go. And the girl went and got a baby mother's.
So this girl is very 我可以帮你找个奶妈，找个希伯来，正好在在奶孩子的一个奶妈来帮你奶这个孩子。
So this nursing mom happened to be Moses' own mom.
这非常巧的，这个奶妈就是摩西自己的妈妈。
So that Moses can be taught, can be nursed under the Hebrew culture, and he will know God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
So, 因为如此，所以摩西他可以在这个希伯来人一种文化中长大，然后他也认识他的老祖宗，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
So in the verse 10, he said, when the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughters, and he became her son. Notice here, she named him Moses. I drew him out of the water.
所以孩子渐渐长大的时候，这个法老女儿就给他取了一个名字，很有意思，叫做摩西。摩西是什么意思呢？摩西就是我把他从水里拉出来的意思。
Look at the given name Moses, take it out, drew him out of the water.
我们看到耶稣，摩西名叫做把他从水里拉出来。
Do you know where the baby was drawn out of the water? Where? From where?
你知道这个婴儿是从哪一个水里面拉出来的吗？
Among the reed along the bank of Nile.
就是在这个尼罗河边。
So in the original word, it's a reed, it's a 芦苇，芦苇海。
芦苇 OK.
It's by the reed, because the basket, we got the reed, right? And then the basket kind of like, yeah, hold the basket so they won't flow all away.
OK. 因为那个河那个水里面有很多长的芦苇，所以因为有芦苇的原因，所以这个箱子就不会到处乱飘。
So what that reed refer to?
那这个芦苇是什么意思呢？
Reed.In the original Hebrew word, actually referred to the Red Sea.
其实在希伯来原文所谓的芦苇的意思就是红海的意思。
So you see that Moses drew it out of the water, drew it out of the Red Sea. What story that you can remember?
所以我们看到以摩西是从这个水里，就所谓的红海里面水里面拉出来的。那我们知道有个很有名的红海的故事，想到了没有？
What is that one? It's when the people of Israel they passed through the Red Sea, God saved them out of the Red Sea.
我们想到那个过红海的故事，神把他们这个希伯来人从红海里面拯救出来。
So see that how Moses was drew out of the water in the same way God delivered his people, the Hebrew people, out of the water.
所以很类似一个状况，就是摩西被从红海里面拉出来，同样的，希伯来人也是被神从红海里面拯救出来。
This all happens through the hands of this woman.
所以都是由这个妇人的双手造成这样一个状况。
I always thought about this Pharaoh daughter at right time and right place, taken back by the river. This is not coincidence.
我常常想到这位法老的女儿在这个时间点，在这个地方，在这个时段出现在这个地方，你觉得是一个巧合吗？
Who is the one appear in your life? Who is the one show up in your life at the right time, right second, at the right time, right place to save you?
在你生命中也有没有这样的时刻，这样的人，就是所谓的在对的时间，对的地点，然后出现了这个人，然后他对你是有所帮助呢，拯救过你呢。
20 years ago, I was beaten by 4 Bangladesh.
Okay.
20 years. 20 years ago,
我被一群
Bangladesh, 孟加拉。
孟加拉被一群孟加拉的人所殴打。
Almost beaten to death.
几乎要死的一个状况。
It's kind of like the middle of the road on the way back from the church.
OK, 就是在我回从教会回家的时候，突然就被这几个人包围起来殴打我。
This is around kind of like maybe it's 11 p.m. 10:30 or 11 p.m.
大概十点半到十一点这个晚上这个时间。
I was beaten so bad, so I left by the road until kind of like midnight at 1 a.m.
我被打了一个非常严重的地步，就是躺在那边一直躺到大概过了五月以后。
Actually, I'm conscious. I didn't know what actually is going on. They took away all my money, everything. So no identity card with me. So by the time, this is after I passed out for kind of 1 to 2 days. After I passed out 1 to 2 days, somebody told me the story. Actually, it's during the midnight, someone just happened to have someone pass by.
就在这五月以后，就是很巧的，就有人经过。
It happened in Malaysia.
就在马来西亚。
It's happened in Johor. It's somewhere close to Singapore.
靠近新加坡。
Yeah. So at the right time in the right place, God sent someone to come to rescue me.
就在对的时间，对的地点，神差遣一个人来救我。
So I can stand here. So I owe my life, God spared my life, I owe my life to God. That's why I'm standing here.
因为神的恩典，神的拯救，我今天能够站在这里。
Who is the one at the right time, right place in your life that has saved you, redeemed you, or blessed you?
谁在一个特定时间，特定地点拯救你呢？
Maybe there's a lady.
也许是一位妇女哦。
Maybe your eyes look at, oh, this is the woman that God prepared for me.
你说，哦，这是神给我准备的姐妹吗？
No matter how, brothers, I would like to say to my brothers,
我特别要对弟兄们讲一句话。
You are important.
你很重要。
But women are also very precious.
但是妇女是更为宝贵。
They are precious creatures made by God to make you a better man.
是他们是神所创造的宝贝， 为了是让你成为一个更好的男人。
Without this lady, you cannot imagine how Moses can be used by God to redeem his people.
所以没有这些妇女的话， 你是很难想象摩西是如何的那个拯救他的人民呢？
So now, think about Moses' mission is to have, he got a mission to deliver the Hebrew people out of the land of Egypt.
所以摩西他有一个任务， 就是把以色列人从埃及地拯救出来。
Now, who saved us from sin?
那我们身上是谁把我们从那个罪恶之地拯救出来的呢？ Who? 谁？ 有没有？ 你生命中有没有这样的贵人？ 有没有？
It's easy. Jesus.
很简单。 答案就是耶稣。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Jesus being born to this world, sent to this earth to redeem us, the lost people, throughout the mankind history.
所以神就是因为耶稣基督为了我们道成肉身，为了就是拯救我们。
You will see the redemptive plan of God throughout the history. Noah's ark to save the world, Moses' basket to save him, and later Moses' deliverance of the Hebrew people through the Red Sea. And finally, you'll find Jesus save us from sin.
所以你从头到尾看到这样一个救赎的神，救赎的计划，首先是挪亚方舟，然后接着是 埃及地，埃及地，为奴把他们从为奴地拯救出来。那摩西是的，这个在小杯的时候是在这个箱子里面的时候就被人家拯救出来。接着就是，然后就是耶稣基督，耶稣就拯救我们。
But now here we go to Jesus and see what caught our attention is when Jesus was born to this world. What happened?
看一下，当耶稣诞生的时候，有些什么事情发生呢？
So something God has already weaved something in between all this redemption, a few important ladies.
所以在这个救赎的整个的大计划中，神已经有计划的带入一些妇女。
You see, the genealogy of Jesus, you also can find 4 ladies.
当我们看到耶稣的族谱的时候，我们也同样看到四位妇女。
Who are there?
他们是谁呢？
So the highlight here, whose mother was Tamar?
第一个是塔玛士。
Whose mother was Rahab?
拉合。
Whose mother was Ruth?
路德的母亲是谁？
And also whose mother? Having Uriah's wife.
乌利亚的妻子呢？
So these 4 ladies are Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba.
我们看到这四位妇女，塔玛、拉合、路德，然后乌利亚的妻子 88.
And all this lady, they carry one similar characteristic.
所以这四个妇女都有一个同样一个特性。
They're all unworthy.
他们都是不配的。
Because you see the Tamar actually is the daughter-in-law to Judah, who is his father-in-law, but he lay back with this Judah as a, she described himself as a prostitute.
Yeah, 这些妇人都是有缺陷，都不是完美的。我们现在讲塔玛是谁呢？ 他马是由大的媳妇儿，但是他后来因为某些原因、某些事件，居然跟他的公公在一起，然后生下了法勒斯跟谢拉，是这样一个不伦的关系之下产生的后裔。So
who is Ruth?
那拉合又是谁呢？
It's a prostitute. Rahab is a prostitute in the city of Jericho.
那拉合是在耶利哥城里的所谓一个怎么讲？ 妓女吗？就是从事特等事业的女士，好吧？OK，特种职业。OK，好听一点了。OK，Ruth，路德又是谁呢？
It's not the Israelite.
不是犹太人。
It's a Moabite.
她是个摩亚女子。And
also, finally, is a Bathsheba.
我们看到八十八又是何许人也？
He committed adultery. He lay bed with King David.
Yeah, 他跟大卫王发生了这个婚外情嘛，算是婚外情嘛。老公在前面打仗，他在后面跟大卫王发生婚外情。So
how in the world all this lady listed in the genealogy of Jesus?
所以你就抓破脑筋想不通，为什么耶稣基督的族谱里面有这样四位妇女在上面？I
don't understand.
我也搞不通。So
most of the genealogy, I would say, all the genealogy you can see in the Bible. Most of the time, you won't find the mother's name or you don't find the girl's name in the genealogy. Normally, it's very male-dominant culture.
Right. Let alone
to say these ladies are all unworthy. They're so kind of they carry no good names.
更何况这位四位女士们的名誉都不怎么样，都是有缺陷，都是有劣迹的。They
have no good names, but shame.
Yeah, 没有什么美名在外，而且都是一些比较羞耻的。But
God honored them.
但是神还这样的尊荣他们。God
restored their dignity and honor by putting them, listing them in the genealogy of Jesus.
神把他们恢复他们的身份、他们的地位、他们的名誉，把他们放在耶稣的族谱里面。So
you see the parallel: four ladies during Moses and four ladies during Jesus.
看到摩西生命中的四位重要的妇女。 我们再看看耶稣族谱里面四位重要的妇女。
And in the Jesus ministry, Jesus always ministered to those outcast women.
所以在耶稣的这个传道的侍奉的当中，耶稣是特别关照这些所谓的被边缘化的女士。
The Samaritan woman,
撒玛利亚的妇人,
the adultery woman,
这个犯了奸淫罪的妇人,
the woman crippled for 18 years,
然后这个已经跛了18年的一个妇人,
and the sinful woman who anointed Jesus,
然后另外一个就是所谓的一个名誉不怎么好的妇女，她又油膏耶稣。
Let us see what happened to the first woman in the history.
我们看在历史中第一位女士。
Who is the first woman in the history of mankind?
人类历史中的第一位妇女是谁呢?
First lady.
Yeah.
Who is the first lady?
人类历史中的第一夫人是谁? 夏娃, huh?
Okay. 夏娃, huh? Eva. Anyone here called Eva?
这里面的名字是Eva.
Or Eve. From now on, you never name your child girl as Eva or Eve.
Okay.
Do you like Eve?
你们喜欢夏娃吗?
You like Eve?
喜欢夏娃吗?
Because of her.
就因为她耶，所以
What happened to us?
我们今天落到这个地步，是就是因为夏娃。
So that's why Chinese people always say, 一切都是
夏娃的错。所以中国一句话，一切都是夏娃的错。
So we Chinese people always say one thing, 一切都是 Okay,
一切都是夏娃的错。
It's not me. So, is that the case? That's why what happened for the first lady now, when the woman saw the fruit of the tree, when the woman saw with his eye, the tree was good and food and pleasing to the eye. He's so desirable for gaining the wisdom. And she took, so she used his hand, took some and ate it. And later on, she used his hand, her hand, gave some to her husband, who was with her. It's all lady fault.
He threw her under the bus, basically.
And the eyes of they both ate, and the eyes
That's
of both them were open. And they realized they're so naked. So they so fit, live together and make covering for themselves.
Let me translate. Okay. 好吧，反正就是这样，像经文所说的哈，这个女人就看到这个果子，就很喜欢，就吃了。吃了以后，又把亲手摘的果子，又亲手把这个果子给她丈夫吃。所以因为如此，他们就眼睛明亮以后，但是呢，知道羞耻，有羞耻之心，但是并没有对他们并没有什么帮助。
So I try to keep up well. Can you turn off the light?
把灯关一下，可以吗？后面人把灯关一下，可以吗？谢谢。All right. Okay. 说讲到容易吗？讲到不容易啊，还要，还要变魔术。911.
You try imagine this is naked.
Please erase that picture from your mind.
Okay, turn on the light.
What's going on here?
Because
it's dark?
Yeah. You know your mom sometime in the olden times. This is all in the olden times, okay?
比较旧社会的话，妈妈都会在一个油灯或者一个蜡烛底下给儿女缝衣服。
The eye cannot see clearly.
Yeah, 眼睛看不清清楚。
It's so hard, to get that one thread over the needle.
Yeah, 那个穿那个线是非常困难的啊。
So it's a sew the clothes.
然后他在缝衣服。
So why I'm trying to do this? I just want you to try to imagine, to try to picture in your mind something.
So 我就想。这一套这个做派下来，主要是让你们能够脑子里可以想到一个图画，一个境界。
So in the Chinese poem, there's one very famous talking about a lady sewing the cloth for his son. What is that?
游子吟哈，中国一个诗很有名的游子吟哈。
That is a song of wonder. So he said, 慈母 is a thread in the hands of a compassionate mother and cloth on a wandering son. Just before his departure.So he's in her mind worrying about his late return. So that kind of a compassion, the heart, that as a mom to his son.
Okay. 好，大家都很熟悉，不用念了哈，都知道哈。谁言寸草心，报得三春晖。
When Adam and Eve, they are so naked, they made a covering for themselves.
当亚当跟夏娃发现自己赤身露体的时候，他们就给自己做了一个做的衣服，遮盖住自己。
If eyes look at the apple, look at the fruit, so pleasing. So she took the apple. And you can see, very picturesque, in the story of Moses, it's the hands of the woman to grab the baby, to deliver the baby, and to save the baby. And also the eyes of the Moses' sister watch the baby and take care of the baby, and also use his wisdom to save the baby Moses. You will see the parallel between these two narratives.
So, you can see that Yahshua and this later Moses' 生命中女人的这些故事，你们看到有些很多相同的地方。夏娃她是眼睛看到这个果子非常的赏心悦目，然后就伸手去拿。那我们看到在摩西的故事里面，首先是两个接生婆用他们的双手能够给他接生以后把他拯救出来，然后又看到这个法老的女儿把摩西从用手把他从水里拉出来。其实我们看到摩西的姐姐用眼睛来追随着摩西，以至于能够到法老女儿那边面前，把自己妈妈介绍给摩西女儿当做奶妈。
So you see, the whole thing is in God's hand.
那我们知道，所有的一切都是在神的手中。
And God also, just like a mom.
神就像一个母亲一样，慈母一样。
So now we go to the next verse. Listen to this verse. The Lord God made garment of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
神耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
That is my purpose. I perform the drama here. God, just like a mom, he just care about them. Not only ladies, but also the brothers, also the gentlemen. God made a garment of skin for them.
所以我刚刚做表演的这一小段，就是为了让大家能够深深的记住，神就像一个慈母一样，他为不只是姐妹，也为弟兄用皮子做衣服。
So from this verse, God Himself made the clothes. God Himself put on the clothes for them. This is so astonishing.It's so surprising to me.
对我来说，这件事情是非常震撼我的一件事情。神自己本身用皮子做了衣服，然后亲自把这个衣服给这个亚当跟夏娃穿上。
The one,
非常震撼的一件事情。
And in God's timing, God wait and wait and wait until one day God sent His only Son, that sacrifice.Behold, the Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world.
然后在神的计划中，时间到的时候，神就差遣他的独生爱子，然后为我们做了牺牲，成为这个献赎罪的羔羊。
So He saved us. He saved us.
他拯救了我们。
He's now already come. He already died on the cross. He already raised from the dead. He's already paid for your sin.He already shed His blood for you. He has already done all. 他已经来了，为你做了赎罪的
羔羊。他已经来了，为你做了赎罪的羔羊。他已经拯救了你们了，然后他还要再来，第二次再来。
And we here as a church, we are waiting for His second coming.
我们在这教会的人是做什么？就是等待他的第二次的降临。
Now the thing is, what turn that God used to satisfy we as a church when the second coming of Jesus Christ, what the turn that God used to specify us as a church?
So 神是用什么样的字眼来写注明我们教会，当他再来的时候，我们教会是一个神的一个特别的字眼。
In the Bible, God's you go use this word, the bride.
Oh, 神用了一个特别的字眼来形容我们，就是我们是神的新娘。
The bride.
新娘.
So it's now the time God prepared us as a bride.
神把我们预备好，让我们做他的新娘。
So in the olden time, as a mom, you will prepare what? For your daughter's wedding. It's you prepare the garment for your daughter's wedding.
所以在这个比较古时候，就比较旧时代的时候，母亲会亲自为女儿准备嫁妆。Sometimes
mom will also give or pass on the wedding gown that she wore before to her daughter as a family memorable heritage.
有时候是你把自己的嫁衣流传给女儿，作为一个家族的一个承传。
Did you do that still?
你有没有把你的婚纱给你的女儿呢? 有没有?
Normally you buy from Target. Oh, I don't know. no, Target. You don't buy any in Target. In the olden days, you will see that in the Middle Eastern culture, normally the mom will prepare the garment of wedding or gown for his daughter, prepare for his wedding.
So 在那个中东的风俗习惯里面，常常是为母亲亲自来为女儿准备婚嫁衣的。
But God already prepared that piece of cloth that's honor in the Garden of Eden after the fall.
所以神在亚当夏娃犯了罪以后，神就亲自做了这件衣服。
And that cloth is from eternity to eternity God have want to put on you.
所以这件所谓的嫁衣是神从永恒到永恒
God prepared his bride in his redemptive plan. God used the hands of a lady in his redemptive plan. God's honor ladies in his redemptive plan. Are we ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ?
我们神的再来,
are we as a church ready for it?
我们身为教会，我们成为他的心腹吗？ 我们准备好了没有？
Are we still naked? Still live a life with a shame? Still with a cloak of blemish, spot, and filthiness?
我们身上穿的是心腹的嫁衣呢，还是穿的一个旧的破旧的污秽的衣服呢？
Honestly, look inside of you.
讲实话, 好好地审查你自己的自信,
are we ready?
你准备好了没有?
Revelation chapter 19 here said that I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of the rushing waters and loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our God, Lord Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Notice here, fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear.
So we here can see the most important two words, which is this new wife's clothes is bright and clean, the
sheep's Can a mother forget the baby at her breast if it has no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, God said, I will not forget you.
母亲焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Said to the ladies sitting beside you, God has a purpose in your life.
请你对你旁边的姐妹们说，神在你的生命中是有目的的。
No?
没有人做吗? 你旁边如果姐妹的话，应该说，神在你生命中是有特别的使命的，你很重要。
No matter your brothers or sister, your brother or sister here today, God used my hand to serve you.
所以说，不管你是弟兄也好，姐妹也好，神都会用你的手来服侍他。
No matter you think maybe I'm so shameful, I'm not worthy to serve the Lord, I'm not worthy to come to Him. God, cover my shame so that I can honor you.
信心，就是说我不配啊，神的，我是很污秽的，不配啊。但是请你跟你自己说，我是配的。
God prepare me to be your holy bride.
预备我做你的心腹。
Prepare me to be your holy bride.
预备我做你圣洁的心腹。
We hurt sometime. We hurt sometime by somebody, or we hurt ourselves sometime.
我们有时候受到伤害，或是自己的或者别人的原因受到了伤害。
Maybe you hurt some sisters, or maybe you hurt your wife, or maybe you hurt somebody, or what? I don't know. But God is going to restore because His redemptive plan includes lady and also all of us here.
你或许曾经伤害过某些你的妻子，或者是你的一些姐妹，或者一些人，我不知道。但是神能够拯救你，神会能够让你能够完全恢复。
No matter how much shame that you bear with,
不管有任何的羞耻，你觉得不好的事情。
Come to God, cover my shame to honor you.
来到神的面前说，神啊，求你遮盖我的污秽，我的羞耻。
God never gave out His redemption to throughout the history, even at this time, at this moment.
所以从人类有史以来，神从来没有放弃过他救赎生命，一直到现在现今这个状时代。
He wants to cover you.
他要遮盖你。
He wants to cover you and heal you.
他要遮盖你，他要治愈你。
Let's stand as we sing this response hymn.
来一起来唱这个回应诗歌。
I would like to, as you sing this song, you ask God for the forgiveness. Ask God to give you the strength to forgive those hurt you, and use my hand to serve you. God, heal me, cover my shame, and prepare me to be a holy bride.
我们在一边唱这诗歌，一边求神能够帮助我，能够治愈我。也能够让我能够，如果有伤害到任何人，也能够，能够治愈，然后求神让我能够用我的手来服侍你。